From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Monday, June 17th. Coming up, we'll listen to a conversation with Grammy-nominated artist Selena Johnson about her music career and ties to Champaign-Urbana. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is touting what's currently the largest capital construction program in state history. The capital budget pays for construction in a number of areas: roads, bridges, mass transit, ports, and more. The newly revised multi-year plan from IDOT looks to spend more than $41 billion through 2030. Pritzker says that means a lot of construction.
I can say to all of you, sorry about the orange cones you see if you're slowed down in traffic, but in another way, I'll say sorry, not sorry.
The plan is paid for largely through state borrowing that's repaid through motor fuel taxes, gambling revenue, and other sources. The federal government also chips in. It spends $5.3 billion on projects in the fiscal year that starts July 1st. A judge has ruled against faith leaders who argued that Missouri's abortion ban violates the state's constitution. St. Louis Public Radio Sarah Fenton reports the group sued the state in 2023, claiming the ban contained religious language.
22nd Circuit Court Judge Jason Sengheiser said the ban's language about life beginning at conception does not necessarily equal religious language. He wrote legislators used scientific and medical language in the law, but didn't use explicitly religious wording. The plaintiffs could appeal the decision. Representatives from Americans United for Separation of Church and State, which sued on behalf of the faith leaders, say they're deciding what to do next. Missouri enacted its near-total abortion ban shortly after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in 2022. The state bans a procedure except during medical emergencies. I'm Sarah Fenton, St. Louis Public Radio.
It was a meaningful Father's Day weekend for a group of parents at Lincoln Prison in central Illinois. Lauren Frost reports.
Inside the prison, kids and their incarcerated parents ate hot dogs and ice cream. Later, they went outside to color with sidewalk chalk and shoot hoops. 18-year-old Azrea was there visiting her dad.
I'm excited to spend time with him and just talk to my family. And I'm excited for face paint. I want my face painted today, so that's going to be fun.
The event was put on by the Women's Justice Institute and Colby House Jail Ministry. Mark McCombs is with Colby House.
You see these guys interacting with their families, being able to celebrate a holiday, which is something that never, ever happens in prison.
I'm Lauren Frost.
Former Fighting Illini men's basketball player Coleman Hawkins has committed to play for the Kansas State Wildcats this upcoming season. Hawkins helped lead the Illini to the Elite Eight in the NCAA tournament last year. The Illinois graduate averaged over 12 points and 6 rebounds per game in his senior season. Hawkins will look to help improve the Wildcats, who finished with a record of 19-15 last year. Still to come, we'll listen to a conversation with Grammy-nominated artist Selena Johnson about her music career and ties to Champaign-Urbana. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Next time on the 21st Show, how is Illinois government spending your tax dollars? What does it prioritize? What does it set aside? We'll take a deep dive into the Illinois budget with two longtime observers of the fiscal scene here. Plus, we'll dive into the psyche of the new Disney Pixar movie, Inside Out 2. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. This Thursday, a Grammy-nominated artist from Illinois will perform in honor of Juneteenth in central Illinois. Selena Johnson will headline a concert at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, sponsored by Illinois Public Media's new station, Illinois Soul. IPM's Kennedy Vincent recently talked to Selena Johnson about her music career and ties to Champaign-Urbana.
Well, the Juneteenth concert is amazing because, first of all, anytime you just get to celebrate Juneteenth, that's lit. Doing it on a college campus is lit. My husband is University of Illinois alumni. They are also recruiting my son in basketball, so that's fun. And I went to Illinois State, so we were at U of I all the time for parties and stuff like that.
how did you first get into music growing up? What was playing in your house? What inspired you when you were young?
Well, my father was an entertainer. My dad sang the blues and he sang soul R&B.
The dark brown shades of my skin, only add color to my tears. Oh, oh.
And so growing up in my household, music was always a staple. We went across the gamut, honey, from Isaac Hayes to Michael Jackson to Prince. We were just a music-filled household. And so I guess because of my dad and my dad's side of the family, I just have that music bug. I'm obviously musically inclined. So therefore, I pursued everything music after that. I got in the band, I got in the gospel choirs and all the choirs and everything music because I was just drawn to it. I'm a songwriter, so I did a lot of writing as a child.
June is also Black Music Appreciation Month. What do you think about music in 2024 and how it's changed over time?
So here's the thing, right? I don't want to be like, it's a mess, it's trash. Because when I was coming up, my parents thought the music that we liked was trash. So you have to have an open mind to the younger generation because they're not like we were. They're also, you know, you guys are also not growing up in a time that we were. We didn't have no internet and we didn't have cell phones and being able to film everybody. We didn't have social media where you compare everybody, where you could drive yourself crazy all day long with social media and comparisons and access to everything. So getting access to music was a joy and a gift. When I was coming up, you had to wait every Tuesday, that was in Friday or Friday, for music to release before you could get it. You know what I'm saying? Like if it was leaked, that was like a sin and a shame, like a crime, you know. But now it's like everybody has that SoundCloud, you know, everybody has access to everything all the time.
Oh, when it all, yeah, all falls down.
This is the real one, baby.
I'm telling you,
you're performing on June 20th at Cranert Center for the Performing Arts here in Champaign. What does Juneteenth mean to you?
Juneteenth is important because it highlights a milestone for our country. And to be able to, you know, perform in the name of it is always special. It's just like Black History Month. It's fun to be able to perform for our own independence, our own freedom.
What can audiences expect in Champaign-Urbana from your performance on the 20th?
Oh, honey, let me tell you something. I don't know if you guys are ready. It's going to be really good. It's an acoustic set that I've put together, but it sounds like a full band. It's really dope. It's two guitars, and my percussionist has like congos and cajones, and I mean, it makes it feel like it's a full show, and my background singers sing down to the floor. So it's going to take you through a journey of old school, new school, 90s, love, pain. You know, it's dope. It's a really fun show. So it's going to be a history lesson for the young people, but it's going to be nostalgic for the older people.
Listen. The sky is so high, the sun is so bright.
You can hear a full interview with Selena Johnson at IllinoisSoul.org. The free Juneteenth concert is this Thursday at the Cranert Center for the Performing Arts. Doors open at 5 and the music starts at 6.
Hey, come on, listen. Cause like a balloon, you float to the top. You never let gravity get you down. And you should know you can't be stopped. You can go anywhere. Black balloon. You're just like a black balloon. Black balloon. Just keep rising to the top.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be mostly sunny and hot, with a slight chance of a thunderstorm late in the day and a high of 96 degrees. Heat index values between 100 and 105 degrees are possible. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Lauren Frost, Alex Degman, Sarah Fentham, Colin Highslope, and Kennedy Vincent. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.